Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for June 27th to July 3rd, 2009. Israel refuses to halt settlement activity in occupied Palestinian territory, while the military kills a teen in Gaza. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report with the nonviolent activities in the West Bank with IMEMC's Catherine Orwell.
This Friday, three protesters were injured and dozens suffered from gas inhalation when Israeli troops attacked the weekly protest in Bilin village near the central West Bank city of Ramallah. International and Israeli supporters joined the villages of Bilin and marched from the village center after the Friday midday prayers. The protesters demanded the halt of the Israeli illegal settlements and the construction of the wall. As the protesters arrived at the wall, Israeli troops stationed at its gate fired a barrage of sound bombs, tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets. Three protesters were lightly wounded as dozens were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. In related news this week, the Israeli High Court of Justice on Wednesday ordered the Israeli military to press stronger charges against an officer after shooting a bound and blindfolded Palestinian civilian from Bilin last September. The court decision came based on a petition by an Israeli human rights organization on behalf of the victim Ashraf Abu Rami, 27. On the 17th of April, 2009, Abu Rami's brother, Bassem, was shot and killed with a tear gas canister by an Israeli soldier at a peaceful demonstration against the wall in Bilin. Also near Ramallah on Friday, Israeli soldiers attacked Palestinian villages along with international and Israeli peace supporters during their weekly non-violent protest against the wall in Nilin village. Villagers and their supporters held the midday prayers near the construction site of the Israeli wall and then they marched towards the bulldozers building the wall. As soon as the crowd reached the location and started to dismantle parts of the wall, troops attacked them with tear gas. Scores were treated for the fact of tear gas inhalation. For IMEMC.org, this is Catherine Orwell.
One month after U.S. President Barack Obama pledged to bring the Palestinian and Israelis back to the negotiation table, Washington failed to make Israel halt settlement activity in occupied Palestinian territory. Meanwhile, intra-Palestinian national unity talks in Cairo were postponed until July 25th. IMEMC's Jessica Halsey reports.
Israel decided to deport 21 international human rights and peace activists from the Israeli seaport of Ashdod to their home countries. These activists were on board a Free Gaza Movement boat, the eighth of its type since January of this year. The boat, Spirit of Humanity, carried aid shipments to the besieged Gaza Strip, including quantities of cement, medicine, and children's toys. Kiva Batterley is a coordinator with the Free Gaza Movement, a solidarity international campaign dedicated to breaking the Gaza blockade.
You know, an attempt to isolate the people of Gaza. So although the humanitarian relief that we were taking, you know, was only very symbolic, we launch and will continue to launch these missions as a reminder, I think, you know, to the international solidarity community that the time for demonstrations and petitions, etc., is over.
Meanwhile, Israeli occupation authorities in the West Bank announced this week a new bid to construct more than 1,500 housing units in an illegal Israeli settlement in the West Bank. The new tender comes as George Mitchell, Washington's envoy to the region, failed in a meeting with Israeli Defense Minister Ehud Barak to force Israel into a settlement freeze. Halil Atafakji is in charge of the MAPS department at the Arab Studies Center in East Jerusalem.
To evade U.S. or international pressure, Israel will claim that such settlement units construction is a part of natural growth in existing settlements. It will also proceed in dismantling some random outposts, but it will integrate them in major Israeli settlements.
This week, two international human rights groups accused Israel of committing war crimes during the January Israeli war on Gaza. Human Rights Watch said Israel had wrongly used drones against Gaza, causing scores of civilian death. Amnesty International accused Israel of perpetrating war crimes against Palestinian civilians in the Gaza Strip. The report also blamed Hamas for committing war crimes. Hamas rebuffed Amnesty International's accusations, describing the organization's report unfair. Also this week, on the internal Palestinian level, both rival Hamas and Fatah parties failed to agree on contentious issues, such as an agenda for the upcoming unity government talks. The parties met in Cairo this week within their sixth round of Cairo-mediated reconciliation talks. They will be holding one more session on July 25th. Sahar Al-Kawasmi is a Fatah member of parliament in the West Bank.
We believe that the Arab parties are concerned about the success of the dialogue. We realize the fact that Hamas is being pressured by some regional parties. I believe that the Arab parties are pushing forward the success of such a dialogue.
Since wrestling for control over the Gaza Strip after ousting Fatah, Allied security forces from the coastal territory in June of 2007, Hamas came under a crippling Israeli blockade. The blockade has grossly hampered daily lives of Gaza's 1.5 million residents. For IAMEMC.org, this is Jessica Halsey.
As the Israeli military continued to besiege the Gaza Strip, a teen was killed this week by soldiers' fire. Meanwhile, the Israeli Navy stopped peace activists from reaching the coastal region throughout the sea. From Gaza, IMEMC's Ramil Mughari reports.
Palestinian medical sources in the Gaza Strip reported Thursday that a 17-year-old girl was killed and her 24-year-old brother was injured when the army fired an artillery shell at an area close to the Jahr el-Dik in central Gaza Strip. The Palestinian Ministry of Health in Gaza reported that a three-year-old child and 10 other members of the Abu Aish family were also wounded. Military sources claim that Israeli soldiers came under fire while patrolling near the Gaza border fence and that they responded by firing mortars at the Palestinian side. But the mortars hit Palestinian civilians, killing the girl and wounding at least 11 other civilians. The army said that it is likely that the civilians were at a close range to fighters. In other news, a house in eastern Gaza that had been damaged by shelling during Israel's offensive in Gaza in the beginning of this year collapsed on Monday, killing one Palestinian and injuring three others. According to witnesses, the house collapsed while workers were doing repairs. It has been reported that there might have been three more people missing in the house. The three injured sustained moderate injuries and were taken to the hospital. Elsewhere, the Israeli authorities declared on Thursday to open Gaza's three trade terminals in order to allow the entry of dozens of trucks filled with aid for the agricultural and the trade sectors. The authorities said that 100 to 110 trucks were allowed in. In other news, the Israeli authorities decided on Wednesday to deport 21 international peace activists who were kidnapped by the Israeli Navy while sailing to Gaza carrying humanitarian aid and medical supplies to the besieged strip. The activists will be deported in the coming days. On Tuesday afternoon, Israeli naval forces attacked and boarded the Free Gaza Movement boat, the Spirit of Humanity, 23 miles off the coast of Gaza, while being in international waters, abducting 21 human rights workers from 11 countries. The boat left Cyprus, heading to Gaza on Monday. For IMEMC.org, this is Rami Al-Mighari in Gaza.
This week, the Israeli military conducted at least 18 military invasions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank. During those attacks, Israeli troops kidnapped 28 Palestinian civilians, including 10 children. IMEMC's Jane Smith reports.
This week, invasions were focused in the cities of Ramallah, Central West Bank, Bethlehem and Hebron, Southern West Bank, and the northern city of Nablus. On Friday, a Palestinian woman was shot and moderately wounded in her lower body after an Israeli soldier opened fire on her at a military roadblock in the Jordan Valley. Israeli military sources claimed that the woman arrived at the roadblock while carrying a suspicious object and that she failed to cede to the soldier's orders to stop. Troops claimed that the soldiers fired several rounds into the air before shooting her. Witnesses said that the woman had a toy gun. Four Palestinian youths were injured, one critically, on Wednesday evening by Israeli military fire near the Tafua settlement, south of the northern West Bank city of Nablus. The Israeli radio claimed that the four were shot after hurling stones at settlers' vehicles. Two women were taken to the hospital and seven others were wounded as they clashed with Israeli police trying to prevent their house from demolition in East Jerusalem. The house, located on the Mount of Olives in occupied East Jerusalem, was home to 15 people. The Israeli police had come to the location to ensure the demolition of the house would not be stopped or delayed by protests. The police bruised 9 people while attacking the family that owned the house, who were trying to stop the bulldozers. The owner of the house said that the demolition was not preceded by any warning. The event came one day after the municipality reported that it would freeze 70% of its demolition orders for Palestinian houses in East Jerusalem. In related news, the Israeli military civil administration officers handed over demolition orders on Tuesday to 6 homes, 4 water aquifers, and 1 greenhouse owned by Palestinians south of Bethlehem City in the southern West Bank. The homes and structures are located in Al-Qaeda town. The houses are the homes of some 40 people, local sources reported. The army claims that they lack the needed building permits and are extremely close to the nearby settler road. For IMEMC.org, this is Jane Smith.
And that's just some of the news this week in Palestine. For constant updates, please check out our website, www.imemc.org. Thank you for joining us from Occupy Bethlehem. This week's report has been brought to you by Ghassan Bannoura.